In Oregon, the state budget is in such dire straits that there's little money for public defenders. But not having public defenders available would violate the rights of defendants. So to solve the problem, the state is downgrading many serious charges to lesser violations. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Christian Fodenwenzel reports.
Multnomah County's district attorney, Mike Schrunk, sits in his large wood-paneled office, a frustrated man.
I'm watching what I think is one of the best prosecutor's offices in the country be dismantled and having their hands tied, not by any mean villain, but by the villainy of fiscal problems.
On Schrunk's desk, there is a list of crimes he can no longer prosecute. It contains misdemeanors like drug possession, car theft, shoplifting, and identity theft. And it doesn't stop there. More severe felonies like fraud are also being downgraded to violations, to the level of, say, a speeding ticket. Schrunk explains that the advantage for state coffers is that those accused of violations are not entitled to legal representation.
There's no jail. The maximum fine in Oregon is $600. You're not entitled to a court-appointed or taxpayer-paid lawyer, and you're not entitled to a jury trial.
There is one exception. Some repeat offenders are still being prosecuted. People like Keith Grotewald, an unemployed homeless man who's been charged with criminal trespass three times in the last year. The last time was for refusing to leave a Burger King where he was keeping warm. Grotewald won't be getting a speedy trial, though. In fact, his legal battle so far has amounted to little more than a video hearing with a judge.
Well, she noticed, looking at my records, that I was indigent, and she said, "Do you understand the charges?" And I nodded my head. And the judge said to me then, "Well, Mr. Grotewald, this will have to wait, because the county is in a budget crunch right now, and we'll have to wait till July."
That's when the new budget year begins, and when the state hopes it will have money for public defenders again. Grotewald is anxious for his day in court, but police worry others who've been summarily dismissed, like Grotewald, might not turn up for their trial at all. Such legal limbo has exasperated many attorneys, including Multnomah County's DA, Mike Schrunk.
Several DAs, this office including, we've even sued the court, saying this is wrong. We have speedy trial issues, victims have rights.
The DA's suit went all the way to the state Supreme Court, but the justices decided not to force the legislature to come up with more money. To do so would have sparked a full-scale constitutional crisis, striking as it does at the very balance of power between the legislative and judicial branches of government. Still, Schrunk and other DAs are not giving up. They've joined forces with their erstwhile opponents, public defenders, and filed the same suit in federal court. Initial arguments are expected to be heard in Eugene this Friday. Meanwhile, in Oregon's hallowed halls of justice, the state's best legal minds are wondering if turning shoplifting, theft, and fraud into simple violations may end up being the future of law enforcement in the Beaver State. Dale Kosh is the presiding judge of Multnomah County.
We need to really take a look at it and see whether we do need to go through the process of prosecuting certain low-level criminal behavior. At least maybe the first or second time through the process. But at some point, you get to the point where the fine is no longer going to discourage the behavior, particularly if the person doesn't have the resources to pay the fine.
Whatever decisions are made in the future on which crimes deserve prosecution, local cops will tell you that right now, many criminals know exactly what crimes they can get away with under Oregon's budget cuts. And they're laughing all the way from the crime scene to the courthouse. For NPR News, I'm Christian Fodenwenzel in Portland, Oregon.